Happy New Year, big fella.
Same to you guys.
So what's Marilyn Manson talking about today?
I have him on ice, baby. he's on ice right now.
I'm sure. What are you listening to
Slow
today?
Slow motion.
What's getting you focused now? What kind of music?
Just some R&B right now. Some slow down music.
We gotta bring out that Miami music for the playoffs.
Jam Pony, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
You'll be out here. First game.
Absolutely. Jam Pony's going to be ready to rock.
Now the producers are getting to work.
getting on it. Working on it.
All right, what happened in that game? How does it happen? How do you fall behind by 21 and then suddenly you shut them down the rest of the way? What happens there, Vince?
Just who knows. You have to just be able to make plays at certain times and, you know, defensively going out there the first series and forcing them to a fourth down, but I mean, fourth and one. I was surprised they sent the punt team on the fake punt. I really thought that it was going to keep the offense on the field and just go for it. But you know, they fake punt, so it didn't come to us. It didn't come as a surprise.
See, that's something you probably would not have seen if it were just a regular season game. You're playing a team that has nothing to lose,
nothing
right?
To lose.
Right.
Nothing to lose. And I mean, fourth and one.
Yeah.
Early in the game.
Right.
I mean. You know, that was something that, you know, you just had a feeling it was going to come. You know, and we talked about it through the course of the week. They may take chances on fourth down. So to start a game off fourth and one and, you know, start of a game, you just see it. You know, you get the feeling. So it wasn't a surprise for myself. So, but we just got to do a better job of making plays early. You know, that's what it's going to boil down to, making plays early, starting faster. You know, and, you know, we got to keep preaching it. You know, so we have to sooner or later start figure that out and starting to click early on, you know, and don't wait, you know, till the second quarter or, you know, the third or fourth series to actually turn around. So we just have to keep on practice. You know what? Just keep on practicing and hopefully, it, you know, we can get it.
I don't know if you listen to the radio when you're not here. And if you don't listen to the radio or watch TV, somebody you know is watching TV, listen to the radio. So we know, you know, that we're talking a lot about last year. A lot of fans are thinking about, well, hey, they're the number one seed last year, and look what happened. Do you go back, I'm not saying out of fear, Vince, like, oh, we lost last year, so I'm afraid. But do you take anything from last year and say, well, I made a mistake there, or I didn't prepare like I wanted to here, and I'm going to do it differently this year? Any kind of comparison to last year at all?
No, not at all. I mean, we don't compare last year or the last two or last 3 years. Each year is different. I mean, you never see us walking around talking about 04 when we won it all. So, I mean, each year is different. Different opponent, you know. So, last year was last year, and that's how we're going to keep it. We're not going to look back to last year and, you know, try to figure out what happened. You know, it's not worth it. You know, our goal is – how we can prepare to play good football Saturday. That's the only thing that we have in mind. You know, we have to – it start with great week of practice. You know, the time that we do have, you know, the number one seed, yes, we have an extra week or whatever. But in that extra week, how can you be productive in that extra week? You know, some things that we can do as a team, you know, that can help us, you know, as a team, not – anything, you know, game plan for anyone else. It's just as a team, what can help us right now. So, and that's the things that we'll work on, you know, and that's one thing that we try not to do is to try to, you know, to compare teams, you know, because each year is different. You got different team, different players on teams. You have different coaches from the team. So, you know, we always try to keep the past and the past good and the bad. So we got to deal with the present. Right now, the present is, you know, 2011, 2012. New England Patriots right now. What can we do to have us, you know, ready to play Saturday? That's our goal.
How good was it to have Chung and Spikes back in the lineup this week?
It's always good when you get two of your, you know, core guys back, you know, starters. And I think for the most part, you know, those guys came and they helped us well. So, you know what? All hands on deck now. We need everyone. We need everyone healthy. I mean, the closest healthy can you get? You know, at this point in the time, you know, you got a lot of guys banged up around the league, not just us. You know, you have guys. You know, it's been a tough, long season so far. You know, and to just get this extra week, you have to take advantage of it. You know, you have to be smart as a player. You definitely have to be smart because it's so easy to go out and, you know, go party or go do this and, you know, trouble can find you. So you have to be real smart. You know, when it's time to work, let's work. But at the same time, use this time to actually get your body back feeling the way pretty decent and ready to play when it's time to play. So that's going to be key for us. And I think with a group of guys that we have, I don't think we should have any problems with, you know, any guys going out there doing any bonehead stuff on this week. You know, I really think we have a special group of guys that's in this locker room, man. You know what? They fight for one goal. That's for one another. So, but we just have to be smart. You know, we earned the right, you know, to be where we at. You know, but what we're gonna do with it? That's the key. What we're gonna do with this? And like I said, some things that we can do as a team to get us better going forward.
Sounds like something the captains have mentioned. Don't go out there and be a bonehead. Has that come up?
No, not at all.
You think everybody is?
I'm pretty sure it will come up. I mean, because at this point in the year, you want to make sure that you don't want to leave no stone unturned. You know, you want to be able to prepare well. Everything that you could possibly think of, you want to make sure that you cover it. You know, because right now it's a one-game season. You lose now, you go home. It's no next week. It's next year. So we have to, you know, we just have to approach it and understand what's at stake. And it's big right now. It's definitely a big game this week. And, you know, we're going to see, you know, a lot of good football teams play this weekend. And some we're going to face and some we might not face. Who knows? But I'm pretty sure every team that's playing this week is a good football team. So we have to understand that. And we have to be ready to, you know, play and match intensity when it's time for us to, you know, come to play next Saturday. So it's going to be a big week for us. And like I said, you know, we deserve, you know, the time that we do have. We deserve it. You know, it haven't looked pretty. It haven't happened like we wrote down in a book or, you know, how guys expected it. You know, you should go out and win by this. It haven't looked like that. You know, we haven't played 60 minutes of good football yet. But what we have done is find a way to win. And any good team will find a way to win. And it might not be pretty, but we've winning. And at the end of the day, your goal is to win. I don't care how you win. But we got to win now. we can't expect anything else now but to win. So anything you got to do to win, we got to do it.
All right, let's talk about the girl who's not pretty, because people have taken shots at your defense all year long. They seem to cite, and we've been talking about it here today.
Can she cook?
She always can cook.
Good point. Cook?
If she's not pretty, she always can cook.
Cooked up two pick sixes. Yeah. Talk about that one.
But people have cited the yards that your defense has given up, and yet you look at the total yardage defensively. You're right there with Green Bay. You're right there with New Orleans. You're right there with the Giants. And I have trouble looking at all four of those teams and saying, these are crappy defenses. Points you haven't, you're in the middle of the pack. Takeaways, you're number one in the AFC. You've taken three of them away already. You've been part of this defense. You've been part of other defenses here. How do you compare this one? How do you judge this one? How good is this defense?
It goes back to the one thing. I try not to do that. You know, I try not to compare teammates to certain guys I play with, defenses with certain defense. The only thing I could tell you is this group is a special group. You know, they work their butts off, and sometimes, you know, they don't get credit because of what we've given up, the stats that, you know, people look at. But at the same time, this game is decided on, you know, scoring points and being able to take the ball away and win. That's your biggest stats. If you could create turnovers for your offense, and with the offense that we have, I love our odds.
Is it built that way to do that? Because people look at the yardage. Now, obviously, you'd like to give up less yardage, but
absolutely,
is it built that way?
I mean, it's built to play good defense, which at times we saw and at times we haven't. So, you know, it's one of those things where turnover is going to always be a part of a game, positive and negative, always. You know, this defense is. This is the 2011 Patriots defense. That's just what it is. Now, can we get better? Absolutely. Can we knock down the yardage? Absolutely we can. And that just come with making a few more plays in a ball game. So we're not talking about a huge going out changing your whole defense. No, we're just talking about, you know, instead of playing, you know, 50 minutes of football, let's play 60 minutes of football. Or instead of going out there giving up, you know, 10 big plays, well, let's try not to give up no big plays. Just simple things like that. Instead of, you know, giving up a third down conversion or just going out and getting a penalty on third down, giving them automatic first down, let's try about stopping someone on third down. A lot of those things factor in when you talk about this defense. So a lot of it have been our problem. You know, plays where, you know, you get penalties or you give up a big play. It's part of football. But at the same time, it is some things that we can do differently. And one of them is just to start making more plays early on in the game. And that'll knock a lot of stuff, you know, knock a lot of stuff back when you talk about giving up certain plays or whatever. But it is what it is. You know, we got to do a better job. And I think most of our, you know, problems have come with starting games. You know, that's been our one thing is past couple of weeks we haven't started pretty. But you know what? It goes to show you, you know, once again, it's this team. You know, this team take a lot of shots from all different areas. And, you know, never give up. You know, these guys never give up. They play their tails off, and that's what you want. You want a team that's a hard, physical, and mentally tough football team that can fight through anything you put in front of them. And I think for the most part we've done that. But it'll be a lot funner if we don't have to go through, you know, 17-point deficits or 21-point nothing. We don't give up that stuff. Let us be on the other.
You may not be able to get away with that against the opponents you're going to face here.
Absolutely.
Well, is there anything specific you can do in practice or preparation to avoid a slow defensive start like that?
I don't know. That's a good question, you know, probably for Bill. I mean, I really don't know. I just think as a player, if you can make more plays early on, going in the game and just recognizing certain formations and just trusting what you've learned over years and learned through the course of the week, just trusting that, having the confidence in knowing and anticipating the play. I think sometimes when we start off games, we really don't have that, you know, that kind of confidence at the beginning of the series. So, but I think if we do a little bit more of that, I think you'll see a different defense. Definitely different defense. I mean, you've seen a defense that can play for three quarters, you know, and turn it off and on. But I want to see a defense that can play for 60 minutes. Give me that in the postseason, and I'll be happy.
All right, big fella. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
Have a good week, all right?
You too now.
Vince Wilfork.